This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Tuesday is World AIDS Day, with organizations around the world highlighting the need to support those living with and affected by HIV, the virus that causes the disease, while also remembering those who died. Now, this year's event comes amid the global coronavirus pandemic, which UNAIDS says has made it more difficult for those living with HIV to access health care and other services, while also highlighting issues such as inequality and stigma. Dr. Sinead Delaney-Mordeltway is a research director at the Reproductive Health and HIV Institute, University of Witwatersrand, and she says sub-Saharan Africa remains particularly vulnerable.
So we understood that it's really important to develop new HIV prevention choices, for particularly for women. And that's because about 59% of new HIV infections in sub-Saharan Africa are occurring in women, and young women in particular are worst affected.
The agency is calling on governments to boost investment and action on HIV and other pandemics. It says if there were better health and social safety nets in place, the world would have been able better to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Iran says it will give a response with maximum pain to those responsible for the killing of a prominent Iranian nuclear scientist last month. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who has headed a program that Israel and the West have alleged was a military operation looking at the feasibility of building a nuclear weapon, was killed on Friday in an ambush on the outskirts of Tehran. Now, Iran has blamed the scientist killing on Israel, which has long waged a covert war against Tehran and its proxies in the region. Israeli officials have declined to comment on the killing, and no one has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. Waving her hands, chanting party slogans, and making victory signs yesterday in Pakistan's central city of Multan, the youngest daughter of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto reminded people of her firebrand mother. This was a 27-year-old Asifa Bhutto Zardari's official launch into politics, almost by chance. She was filling in for her brother, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari, who was quarantined after testing positive for COVID-19 and could not lead his party in a pre-planned opposition rally. Benazir Bhutto was compelled to join politics when her prime minister father, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, was ousted in a military coup, jailed, and then executed. She went on to lead the PPP, which her father founded, became the first female head of government of a Muslim-majority nation. The Trump science advisor, who clashed with top government experts over the coronavirus pandemic, is leaving his White House job. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has this report.
Stanford neuroradiologist Scott Atlas had no formal experience in either public health or infectious diseases when President Trump began leaning on him for COVID-19 advice. Atlas broke with experts and scientific consensus in criticizing masks, lockdowns, and just how the virus is spread. This was Atlas 3 months ago.
If everybody in the world is asymptomatic and they test positive, well, so what?
And Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday in a Facebook event.
The infection in the community level now is driven by people who are without symptoms.
A White House official says Atlas resigned as his temporary government assignment ended. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are set to introduce the top economic officials they have picked for their administration at an event later on today. The incoming president and vice president first made their picks public in a statement on Monday, including the choice of former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department in its 231-year history. The economic team will face the immediate challenge of handling the effects of the coronavirus pandemic on the world's largest economy. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam stressed she had no regrets in restoring Hong Kong from the chaos of the 2019 protest movement through the implementation of the territory's national security law.
We were hit by riots and violence that has caused, that has endangered not only the safety of this city, but also national security.
And that Beijing imposed the security on law on Hong Kong in June. Via remote, I'm Joe.